This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamilton College. Also, WHCL.org. We hope you're streaming. Hope you're listening. We're going to have a pretty good radiola coming right up, pretty darn quick. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm with you for the rest of the night, which is about 3 hours by my watch.
Oh me, oh my, oh you, I don't know what to do. Hallelujah, the question is peculiar. It's got me on the go, I give a lot of dough. If someone here would tell me, is it yes or is it no? Does the fibbing lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If you chew it in the morning, will it be too hard to bite? Can't you see I'm going crazy? Won't somebody put me right? Does the fibbing lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? The nation rose as one and sent its favorite son to the White House, this mighty country's lighthouse. He saw the president, he said that I've been sent to solve the burning question that involves the continent. Does the famine lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Would you use it on your collar when your button's not in sight? Put your hand beneath your seat and you will find it there all right. Does the famine lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does the famine lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your teacher tells you not to chew it, swallow it but fight. Could you grab it with your tonsils and then swing it left and right? Does the famine lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Here comes the blushing bride, the boob right at her side. To the altar, as steady as Gibraltar. The bridegroom has the ring, it's such a pretty thing. She puts it on her finger and the choir begins to sing. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Always taste it on your napkin if you want to be polite. Could you get a job as typist if you couldn't do it right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Well, it makes a fellow shut up when he's dying to recite. Would you give it to your parent if he isn't cursing right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
In your heart, remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you. Right or wrong, I'll always love you. Though you're gone, I can't forget. Right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming. Though I wake with the same old regret. All along, I thought I'd lose you. Still I pray that you'd be true. In your heart, please just remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you.
Is like Jeopardy tonight in that all the songs will be phrased in the form of a question, except for those few that I've decided had a certain ethical ring to them and were included based on that to please the omphaloskeptics in the crowd. And I would advise you to bare your midriffs now so that you may begin gazing, unless of course you're driving, in which case I would suggest that you keep your eyes on the road. This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, and WHCL.org. And we heard, starting with the question of the hour, and it's been put to many people, does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? And that was revived about 40 years later by, was it Lonnie Donegan or somebody? I don't know. A little after my time. That was from 1924. Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, the Happiness Boys. And after that, Emmett Miller. Boy, was I glad to get that record. Right or wrong? 1929. Is it right or wrong to have a duplicate copy of a recording that is unavailable except for $100 on eBay? I would say it's okay, as long as you give credit. It was on a Columbia label from 1996, and they discontinued it pretty quickly. But it's a good record. Minstrel Man from Georgia. Some PC problems in there, but, you know, what can you do? There's some really good music. The father of country music, I would have to say. With that yodel, how could he not be? Influenced Jimmy Rogers. He influenced Hank Williams. Waylon Jennings, all those guys listened to Emmett Miller and knew what he was about. He basically stood at the crossroads between popular and the birthing of country music at that point, which of course was not really a genre until, let's say, around 1930. So 1927, 28, 29, he was yodeling, and he stood right there at the corner of jazz and country. And it's a shame they parted. Mo's Tapiero, William Tell Overture, is our theme as always. Now we will continue with further questioning. And not ethically, just a basic question that you'd see in the newspaper. I'd say the basic question you'd want to see at the top of the column, just for human interest. George Olson and his music from 1925. Who?
Thank you. seen till the other night. Say, how long has this been going on? Oh, what I've been missing, come on and put me right. Say, how long has this been going on? She sighed, and I sighed, but when she sat upon my lap, I nearly died. Gee, oh gosh, oh golly, I'm completely gone. Say, how long has this been going on?
That was Fred Waring's tribute to Situational Ethics. Good for you, bad for me. Yes, I often listen to radio, and I heard a program today from the BBC. It was a satirical program, but seriously discussed the fact that in British schools now, the teaching of writing right and wrong is now seen as they've tabooed it. They said, well, you know, you can't tell. And I'm thinking, Well, if you can't tell, then I don't know. Who's going to tell you? Who's gonna tell you at any given time? This program does not believe in situational ethics, nor does it believe in conditional morality within limits. We do have some standards here, and we play them. We play all the good standards. And that was Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians, and I think that was the Waring Girls doing their Boswell Sisters best in that piece from 1930. Good for you, bad for me. Before that, Fred Elizalde and his Anglo-American band, Dick Maxwell on the vocal. How long has this been going on? Not the song from the 40s, but the one from 1928. Before that, George Olson and his music, his monster hit, the biggest hit anyone ever had that year, or probably for a lot of years. It was a huge record. Who? Jerome Kern, 1925. Now, continuing, we have Charlie Palloy, a gifted guitarist and vocalist who just fell off the face of the earth in the mid-30s sometime. But he did make a lot of nice records. And here we continue with the questions. Indeed, I ask this much, and usually what I have to lose is face. And people will say, that's not such a loss. But what have we got to lose? From 1933.
A nickel, you haven't got a dime. I'm not so very busy, and you've got a lot of time. Hi-ho, like a day, what have we got to lose? I'm very fond of walking, I haven't any car. The church around the corner, dear, is not so very far. Hi-ho, like a day, what have we got to lose? Hot diddle diddle, that's a song that we can sing the whole day long. Hi-ho, if anything goes wrong, we'll sing our worries away. We won't let little troubles upset our sweet romance, and history will tell you that Columbus took a chance. Hi-ho, lack-a-day, what have we got to lose? proud to own a palace grand. Who wouldn't if they could? I'd be filled with pride having Mom inside. I haven't any palace grand, still I cannot complain. Blue is up above, and inside there's love. No rugs to cover the floor, no roses grow round the door. One tree, no less and no more. But what do I care? It's home. No chair with plush-covered seats. No fancy dishes to eat. Just plain log fire for heat. But what do I care? It's home. It's a weathered shanty on a barren mountainside. You may think it's rough, but Mom and I are satisfied. She thinks it's heaven on high, worth more than money can buy. If she's content, so am I. And what do I care? It's home. Just a weathered shanty on a barren mountainside. You may think it's rough, but Mom and I are satisfied. She thinks it's heaven on high, worth more than money can buy. If she's content, so am I. And what do I care? It's home.
Lots of folks are worried over how they'll pay the rent. Some folks are annoyed because they can't lay up a cent. Others are perplexed about the latest picture show. But there is really only just one thing I'd like to know. What kind of a noise, an oyster? No matter what I do, the answer won't come through. What kind of a noise, an oyster? That's a question I would like an answer to. A little piece of cheese annoys a mouse, there is no doubt. But here's the one thing I've been trying hard to figure out. What kind of a noise, an oyster, when an oyster's in a stew? What kind of a noise, an oyster, I asked them at the zoo. They said they wish they knew. What kind of a noise, an oyster, that's a question I would like an answer to. A piece of cheese annoys a mouse annoys in turn. The cat who then annoys the dog, but still I cannot learn. What kind of a noise, an oyster, when an oyster's in a stew? Oysters live a life within a very narrow scope. One thing I've found out is that an oyster don't like soap. I'll admit the problem's been a sticker from the go. I've asked most everyone I've met and no one seems to know. What kind of a noise, an oyster. I figured till I'm blue, so now I'm asking you, what kind of a noise, an oyster? That's the question I would like an answer to. A piece of cheese annoys the mouse annoys the cat annoys the dog annoys your Sunday hat. But what kind of a noise, an oyster, when an oyster's in a stew? What kind of a noise, an oyster? I've asked each one I knew, from here to Kalamazoo. What kind of a noise, an oyster? That's the question I would like an answer to. Now simple things annoy a lot of simple folks, you see, and that's most likely why this question is annoying me. But what kind of a noise, an oyster, when an oyster's in a stew?
I think if you played that song about 7 times in succession, it might annoy an oyster, but I like it. That was Frank Crummett from 1930. What kind of a noise, an oyster? What kind indeed. Before that, Bing Crosby with some serious issues. I think he needs to take up with his therapist. What do I care? It's home. Why don't you go out and meet some girls, man? There's got to be something to do there. That was from 1933. That would possibly explain why so many people from that generation wound up in therapy. Also, from a similar newspaper from that era, I saw a clipping. There was a Madonna-like halo beret on sale in a Buffalo department store, and I thought that was another reason that might give people a little bit of crossed wiring up there. It takes years to straighten these things out. I don't know how I turned out so normal, assuming I did. Before that, Charlie Palloy, What Have We Got to Lose? I hope not our license. 1933. Now, this is WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. This is a questioning. You're inquiring DJ tonight. I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola with a show of mainly questions and very few answers. Except perhaps personnel and dates and times. But there you go. We continue now with Picket Parham, Apollo Serenaders, Tiny Parham there on piano, 1926. Alexander, Where's the Band? Thank you.
Black and blue.
Lovely. Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue? And that was from 1929. For that, King Oliver, Louis' mentor in Chicago, and he was recording in New York in 1929. Can I Tell You? Can I Tell You? This is WHCL, or I already did. WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, and also WHCL.org. We've got quite a few streamers tonight. Nice to have you aboard. And Picket Parham, Apollo Serenaders, Alexander, Where's the Band? From 1926. Now, some dance bands. Gene Cardos, from 1931. What Are You Thinking About, Baby? I never have to ask my wife that, because somehow I always know. But, matter of fact, she's reading my mind most of the time, so she knows what. And I just say, get out of there, just get out of there. That's what marriage does. Marriage is basically accepting another person, and you, boy, that's intimacy. I mean, none of the funny stuff. That's it. You know, you can finish each other's sentences and anticipate them. That's the next step. Well, What Are You Thinking About, Baby? That must be new in the relationship. Gene Cardos.
What are you thinking about, baby? Here's a penny for your thoughts. Tell me, have you any thoughts for me? I wonder, what are you thinking about, baby? Who's the one you're dreaming of? Is it Mr. Moon above or me? Why don't you confide? Can't you decide what to say? Though you're by my side, still you're a million miles away. What are you thinking about, baby? Tell me confidentially. Don't you think that you should be thinking of me?
tired of me, then I'll go today. It's up to you, dear, what do you say? Your little no or yes means all my happiness. What will I do if you send me away? You can make my heaven either blue or gray. It's up to you, dear, what do you say?
Thank you.
was that the human thing to do? I don't know. Let's ask a human. That was Ben Sullivan and his orchestra. And I'll have to look up the vocalist someday. That was from 1932. Before that, Ted Wallace, Ed Kirkaby, obviously, and his orchestra, What Do You Say? 1928. Before that, Gene Cardos, What Are You Thinking About, Baby? What a way to get into trouble. never answer that, by the way. It always leads to bad things. At least until you've been in your relationship about 5 years or so, and then they know what you're thinking about, and you're in trouble anyway. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. here on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. And coming near the top of the hour, pretty much, we're going to continue with a couple of acoustics, a few acoustics. Florrie Ford, the music hall comedian, asking the musical question, aren't they all, has anybody here seen Kelly from 1909?
Kelly and his sweetheart wore a very pleasant smile. Spent upon a holiday, they went from Mona Dial. They landed safe in London, but alas, it's sad to say, poor Kelly lost his little girl up Piccadilly Way. She searched for him in vain, and then, of course, began to fret. And this is the appeal she made to everyone she met. Has anybody here seen Kelly? K-double-L-Y. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Find him if you can. He's as bad as old Antonio. Left me on my own, E-O. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Kelly from the Isle of Man. When it started raining, she exclaimed, what shall I do? For Kelly had her ticket and her spending money too. She wandered over London like a hound upon the scent. At last she found herself outside the House of Parliament. She got among the suffragettes who chained her to the grill. And soon they heard her shouting in a voice so loud and shrill. Has anybody here seen Kelly? K-double-L-Y. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Find him if you can. He's as bad as old Antonio. Left me on my own, Leo. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Kelly from the Isle of Man, 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 Man. Has anybody here seen Kelly? K-double-L-Y. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Find him if you can. He's as bad as old Antonio. Left me on my own, Leo. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Kelly from the Isle of Man.
They're just fighting everywhere. I went down to the bulletin board the other night just to see what I could see. And before I knew it, there was several hundred men all surrounding me. Somebody hocked the Kaiser, and I don't know the reason why. but a Frenchman took a swing at me and dug a trench right in my eye. A Russian saw my color and he hollered, "Kill the Turk." Then the Allies all got in my range and started to end the work. But I'm neutral. I am and is and shall remain self-neutral. From arguments, I always refrain. If a man should say to me, "I think that England's winning the fight, and we happen to be alone," well, I might say, "Yes, sir, I guess you're right." But if there's even as much as a child in sight, I'm neutral. Two friends of mine got married here just about a week or so ago. Oh, they just turtle doves and honeymoon, just like newly married couples do. They called each other Jelly Roll. But just about a week, you'd think that sugar would melt in their mouths. Well, that is, so to speak. I went around to call on them the other night just to show my respect. They got to fussing and used language, but it was no Bible text. I started in to arbitrate. That was enough. The both of them lit into me, they showed and treated me rough. But I'm neutral. I am and is and shall forevermore remain neutral. I woke up just outside the hospital door. Now, man thinks his wife's face he must poke, or he must grab her and shake her the life out of her choke. I'm just gonna look on, but make believe I think it's a joke. Yes, ma'am. Because I'm neutral.
This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, in beautiful Hamilton College. WHCL.org. And we're not neutral. Or maybe we are. We'll have to check.